Good morning, everybody. I'm Bradley Lay, the CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater Dallas. I'm glad you all are with us today. And the presentation today about driving the annual campaign with your eyes open is really about the marriage of the data of driving the annual campaign and the wonderful intuition that our lay leaders and professionals often apply. I want to first give a little credit to my colleague, Minna Ellison, from the Jewish Alliance of Rhode Island, who I had the pleasure of working with about 7 or 8 years ago, who introduced me to the world, again, 8 years ago, as a very new world of dashboards, infographics, and really the graphical representation of data, a skill that I lack 100% but appreciate equally as much as I lack it. And it really does help make things crystal clear and represent complex data in a way that's accessible and motivational for the people who need to access it. One last comment on this. Those that are diehard campaigners, solicitors, fundraisers like me and others generally lack the skill to understand and work with data. We just want to talk to people. You know, we want to go and have lunches and breakfasts and dinners and ask for money and deal with the details and the administration of it. Someone else has to do that. So this really is this perfect marriage which lets us be stronger, faster, better at raising dollars. Lastly, our federation, like many federations, allocates the money it raises that year at the end of the year. And we caught ourselves, since the economic crisis, playing too much of a guessing game by the end of the campaign as to where we were going to be, essentially driving our allocations people crazy, that we were driving our boards and our lay leaders in a way that they couldn't make good decisions. And now, after what we're going to talk about today, are in a place where by January, and our campaign's on a September to June cycle, but that by January, we can know where our campaign's going to end within a very reasonable threshold, that our board now has even shown trust in our data that they'll indemnify it so P&A can get started right away. Lastly, this is not about being a braggart or to be braggadocious. This is about a replicable system that every federation could take on and use and probably already has the resources to do it. So the dashboard and the data that we use in Dallas, 5 major metrics of a campaign. This is not different than any other community, and there's others, but these are the ones we're most focused on. That's total dollars raised, that's obvious. The percentage change, I didn't put percentage increase, because although that's been true in Dallas, I realize that's not universal, didn't want to be insulting to anyone. The total number of our donors and donor base, the pace at which we raise the money, and then finally, the cost to raise the dollar, which is the one metric that's not in our dashboard, because that's usually a read back 6 months later after you close your budget, you get your audit, you file your 990s, and you see where you are. So that's where we started. And we built a lot of systems around data. And this started about 4 years ago. I'll show you some of the reports. This is our first version of a dashboard. I'm not going to go into it except to draw your attention to the bottom left corner to the writing that you can't read. By the way, you couldn't read it if it were in front of you either. And it's a bunch of asterisks kind of explaining the numbers above it. And so the minute you pulled out a sheet like this to give to lay leaders to tell us how our campaign was doing, you've already lost them. Because at every meeting we had when we pulled this out, we spent 10 minutes explaining how to read it. And we'd have to do it every single time with duplicative questions every single time. It wasn't working for us, and we desperately wanted our lay leadership invested with us in driving our campaign. Here's an even better one. Our stats at a glance are across divisions, right? And go figure out the code at the top of that. Now, parenthetical. Our data is driven by our IT director, who is a wonderful, wonderful man. But he lives in a world of black and white, and campaign lives in a world of gray. He lives in a world of right, wrong, yes, no, and we live in a world of let's talk about that. So when you ask your IT person to develop the data you want, this is what you end up with. Very good data that our professionals use, but that our lay leaders couldn't even begin to touch. Here's by demographics. We look at all women. We look at all attorneys, even though they might be in the women's division or the attorney's division. They might be in major gifts. We look at YAD donors who may be in the doctor's division. And then finally, open out reports. How did we close these gifts last year? And there are multitude of reports that are incredibly helpful for us that we use on the professional side, again, that lay leaders could never access. So what's our problem statement? How do we invest lay leadership and kind of owning our data to drive our campaign with our eyes open to get them motivated and excited about the annual campaign, that they can feel a little competition, they can access it and feel like they know what's happening, right? And then the dream statement was to develop a system by which they could understand it and access it in a very user-friendly way and not kill our professional team in the process of creating it. So that was the problem statement and the dream statement. Today, any given day, every night, automatically updated, again, with systems that you already have in place with whatever database system you use. I assure you, you have it. We've created our dashboard. And I'm going to take you to the website for just a minute before I close and the time for the internet to work in this place. How about that? How fast was that? Let's give an applause for the internet access in this room. Amazing. So this is a live version of our dashboard. It literally updated last night, 11/10/2014, updated last night at around 2 a.m. automatically. And we measure pace of the campaign, achievement of the campaign, face-to-face solicitations, that's a new goal that our campaign chair asked that we add, and then our donor numbers down below and what's outstanding. And what's great about this, we can go week to week back, and we also do it division by division. Our marketing department, uniquely responsible for 1,000 under donors, is looking every day at this dashboard for the community level campaign. Our marketing director looks at her goal, which is primarily in the new donor numbers. We just started our campaign, 15 new donors, she has a lot of work to do. We then look at women's division, and our women's philanthropy director and their leadership are uniquely focused on their goal and how they're doing percentage card for card change and pace, so on and so forth. That's how the dashboard works. Now let me tell you what's coming next from Dallas that we hope you'll share in. In addition to the dashboard, we want to create a mechanism by which lay solicitors can go online, choose donors to solicit, see how they're doing, similar to what Pittsburgh has already developed on a card-for-card basis, compete with other lay solicitors, get information from the campaign team that's relevant and informational for them to do their jobs. Now, one last statement as I close. All of this stuff, all the techie fun, happy stuff, is not a replacement for the conversations we have with our lay leaders around the tables about raising dollars for the campaign. What it does is allow us to have much better conversations about growing the annual campaign, the case for giving, acquisition and upgrade conversations. How many of you have been in rooms where you're doing rating and assignment meetings with 7 pages of lists of names and data, and by the second page, everyone's glossing over and asleep? So we've taken that away from face-to-face meetings to go through the same old, and instead we sit with a page of prospects and upgrades that we think are good and can focus on that instead of having to sit and choose who's getting what donor or what our campaign goals are. So I encourage you to ask a lot of questions about it. We're happy to give over the system to anyone who wants it. Our web designers can do it and customize it very inexpensively, and we share all good things in Dallas. So thank you very much. I appreciate your time.